all my...
That isn't... That's an assault on the nervous system, Phil.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. My God.
That Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Lennon.
And this is General Gabe. Boy, if these guys worked... If I had these guys in my unit, if I had them in my company, what I wouldn't do...
Anyway, welcome to the show, the Phil Hendry Show, being kicked off here by Killswitch Engage.
Hate by design.
Oh, isn't that a marvelous
sentiment? That was great. You think he's all so liberal and stuff.
I'm very liberal, and I do enjoy the rock and roll. And let me just tell you something. I come from... You know, it's very... You're accusing me, Bud. Just watch where you're walking, all right?
Well, Margaret, you are... You said that was jarring.
As did you.
Yes, but I'm a retired Army. I don't know... You're the entertainment person.
Oh, so you're saying I'm getting old and fudgy, is that it?
Old and fudgy?
Oh, so you think it means anal?
Hey, come on, will you? Ah, come on.
You ever say that to me?
Margaret, you're the one that read into it that.
I'm the one that read into it that.
You should never end a sentence, Phil. You're the one that read that into it.
As I was... The word was stodgy, excuse me.
Yeah.
All right, so, you know, but don't go, yeah, like you were all along, you had it down. I'm saying that, yes, I'm very much aware. Oh, forget it. I don't play any garbage you want to play. Here, let me just turn that at the...
Hey, she's touching the knob, Jerry.
Say I'm touching the knob.
Turn that down, will you?
Play any garbage you'd like. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, I mean, it is a point, Margaret, you know, if you're... Somebody that...
By the way, this Kellyanne Conway, how about some braces?
Oh, what a catty thing to say.
Well, she's on this CNN every night. She thinks she's hot and she isn't. She's got two incisor fangs. Ugh.
You know, Margaret, you are quite the critical of a woman's look. These are professional women.
These women that go on the CNN?
Yes.
The women that go on the CNN, and of course, no, that's not Cooper Anderson or whatever they call him. That's Don Lemon. And all of these, the blondes that go on this program, they didn't rate Fox News, so they came on this one.
Well, that's a hell of a thing to say.
Well, look at, they're all blonde, aren't they?
Yeah, they're all blonde, but a lot of women are blonde now. A lot of women are, you know, dyeing their hair blonde. So, you know, what do you want from me? What's the point?
Yeah, what is the point you're trying to make?
Nothing. I'm just thinking. And look at this one here, the Trump advocate. She's got the fake boobs, no ass.
Okay, Margaret.
Well, why can't I make these comments? These are things that are relevant. We're going to have on the program later on, as a matter of fact, Dean Wheeler, who will be commenting on plastic surgery. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, Dean's going to talk about plastic surgery.
What's Dean talking about plastic surgery for?
Well, we found out that he had a lip job done.
Yeah, that is, had the lips fixed.
And there's a story here today in the news about the death of David Guest. David Guest was a dear man. He was married to Liza Minnelli for a period of time. And David Guest had quite a bit of work done on his face.
Oh, that kind of guy. Oh, man.
Well, a lot of it wasn't the most successful. I'm not going to speak ill of those that have passed on. But Dean Wheeler is fair game. He's alive. And the lip job he had done...
Well, what was wrong with it?
Well, I don't know, but if you want to see a blowfish come around the corner and, you know, oh, Dean's here, and you go around the corner and you see...
Oh, it's that bad, huh?
It is frightening.
What are you talking about?
Dean had a lip job done.
I got that.
All right. It looks like a big pair of...
Yeah, well, not that bad.
All right, well, we'll talk to Dean Wheeler. Why did he have a lip job done?
Bob, talk to the entertainment business.
The entertainment, he's not the entertainer, his wife is.
Well, ever since he started singing Go With It, he wanted his lips blown up. Whatever.
Yeah, well, Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Tell you what we're going to do right here and right now. We're going to check out that weather.
Traffic.
All right, here's Bob Bakian.
I'm Philly, I'm 55 from fever, and I'm out of town. I got a fever. I'm running a fever about 105 degrees. I'm Chandler. And over here is the 16 freeway of Sandtown, and right now they're shut everything down. It's all closed down. Forget it. You can't get anywhere. You have to go home. Turn around and go home. And go into a hole because they got all the freeways shut down because of them. Skyboy.
And there's a lead man who works there, and you're all the way down to the beach, and all the way up to the highway, and down on the skyway. And on the highways and the byways, we're going to Sky Baby.
Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. This place is just
getting a little hard for me. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. All
right. So, Dean Wheeler is in Northern California. What happened was, Margaret?
Well, David Guest passed on, and I wanted to have Doug Danger comment on this, but I know he's going to be on a little bit later on with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. David Guest was married to Liza Minnelli. David Guest, bless his heart, was not an attractive man. He did try to improve his looks a little bit with plastic surgery that I think went horribly wrong, and that is my opinion. You don't market this, man. It is my opinion. I'm not saying it's gospel. I'm not saying any of those things.
Well, a man has a right to look wrecked in the face if he wants.
I know that, bud, because that's why we give you free rein around here.
What?
All you're saying is wrecked in the face.
So, in other words, when I say something funny...
All right, Margaret, continue, please.
So, David Guest...
I'll do it. David Guest...
Yeah, you take it, all right? I gotta go get some coffee. What about that star? I ordered a venti latte iced.
Yes, ma'am, it's in the kitchen.
I'm gonna get it.
So David Guest was strung out on sleeping pills before his tragic hotel room death. He died in London, I believe, at the Four Seasons there. Those of us who are big Four Seasons fans, that's on Canary Wharf. Yes, thank you.
Get a load of this guy.
You stay at the Four Seasons?
Well, I don't stay often at the Four Seasons, but let's just say the Four Seasons is the official hotel of the Phil Henry Show. Now,
are you getting some kind of a break from them or that?
No, I don't get any break. I get like the... never mind.
What kind of a break are you getting, Henry? I want in on this. Now, what are you talking about?
We're talking about David Guest passing on right now. That's what we're talking about, if you don't mind. And on the line with me from Northern California...
All right, Phil.
On the line with me from Northern California at the Wheeler Resorts there in Novato is Dean... Are you in Novato, Dean?
No, Phil, we're in Novato, but we're at the Northern California Holistic Center. The Wheeler Resorts are located along the coast. One is in Mendocino, and then Man Camp. As you know, Phil, Man Camp is a few miles south in a beautiful scenic town called Elk.
I've been to Elk. Very lovely there on the coast.
Very lovely indeed, General. And the beautiful thing about Elk, California, as well as Mendocino, California, the people that visit there, those that are from Scotland, say it reminds them very much of the Scottish coast. And so that's what a lot of people,
Well, people that are from Scotland.
Yes, I should say. People that are from Scotland say that it reminds them very much of the Scottish coast.
What about people that aren't from Scotland?
Well, people that aren't from Scotland say it looks, it's nice, you know, it's beautiful.
Well, how many people a day are from Scotland that come through there?
Well, I don't know. You want to start breaking my castanet?
I'm sorry.
I've got a Emeralda here in the car. We're getting ready to take, by the way, a trip over to Nipsey's, which is the club in the East Bay, because Emeralda is going to be... Do you mind, honey? You're fine. Because we're going to leave as soon as we do the interview. Now, I got word from Gilman over here who said that you want to talk about me having... a lip job, and I think I heard...
Well, Dean, we wanted to ask you some very sensitive questions.
No, you don't, because Gilman already told me. You were talking about my lips like a blowfish, you know?
I'm sorry, Dean. I didn't mean to say that.
Oh, no, you didn't think I was listening, but I heard.
Well, Dean, I want you to know that I asked Margaret not to talk that way.
Well, not exactly.
Hold on for a minute. Would you get that squirrel out of the tree, please, honey? Get the squirrel out of the tree. Thank you. My wife, Emerald, is here, and... Pick a rake or something and knock that thing, the thing with the suitcase. She says this, it's got a suitcase.
Dean, man, before you spend money on getting your lips done, have you been to see the guy that I recommended?
The psychiatrist? No, I have not. I'm going to tell you something, Phil.
Look, Dean, if you think there's a squirrel in that tree with a suitcase...
I'm telling you that I saw one. I didn't say all of them. There's one with a suit. See it right there. It's got a suitcase and a pork pie hat. Fuck!
I don't know whether we ought to continue this.
I don't either.
Oh, no, no. You didn't interrupt my trip over to the East Bay. No, I got my wife. Get the rake. Now, yeah, that's right, honey. She sees it. You see the squirrel? Yeah, she's nodding. Yes, she does see it. Good. Thank God. I thought I was going nuts.
Oh, yeah, no, you're not going nuts at all. You just see a squirrel with a suitcase and a pork pie hat. Oh!
By the way, Phil, Sean Hannity is on TV. Getting all bent out of shape about Hamilton having black actors, I thought it's something you want to weigh in on. because you have the great knowledge of Alexander Hamel. I'd love to hear you do that.
Oh, I'll do that later on in the program. But right now we're talking to you about plastic surgery, because we were talking about David Guest. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
All right. David Guest passed on. God rest his soul. But he had had some extensive plastic surgery, I think. And when I saw him when he was getting married, when he married Liza Minnelli, it was quite evident to me. Some plastic surgery is good. Some is bad. Rather than getting a plastic surgeon on here, I wanted to get on a...
Wait. Did you get it? It's got a suitcase and a pork pie hat.
Dean, I'm telling you...
Don't tell me I got to call a psychiatrist, because I saw it. If I didn't see it... And yes, I know there are people that see things. And no, I don't think squirrels buy suitcases. I don't know what's going on. But this thing has what passes a squirrel suitcase.
Well, what does it look like?
Well, it's a little brown box, and a squirrel is moving along the branch with its hands... And he's wearing what looks like a hat. It's actually an acorn shell turned upside down on his head. And it looks almost like a fez.
And so there's a squirrel in your tree wearing a fez.
That's right, General. A squirrel in my tree wearing a fez. Hold on.
Dean, you know, I'm not trying to make fun.
Hold on. You see it? Okay. Amarillo, get up on that branch. I got my wife.
You know...
Dean, can I ask you, you have your wife, who's going to be singing a gig, at least she's going to be rehearsing this afternoon, crawling up a tree trying to knock a squirrel off the branch that has a suitcase.
Yes, because you want to know something? I slave my fingers to the bone promoting her career. She can do a little something for me. All morning long, as I was getting ready, I had my lips were puffed up. I had to try to get my lips padded down to the proper size. She's laying, eating bonbons. Yes, you were, honey. You were eating bonbons on the couch. Well, what were you eating on the couch? Nougats? She was eating the nougat and then the bonbon in the kitchen. Okay, I got it wrong. All morning long, laying around, hey, you know, and I'm in the bedroom taking a look at my puffed out lips and going, what have I done?
Dean, you know, you're strung out.
No, I'm fine. Let me just sit down. Get the squirrel, honey. Let me just sit down.
You're strung out and...
I'm not strung out, Phil. Don't use that. See, it's laughing. You see it? Right there. It's right in front of you. I'm not laughing, Phil. I mean, I'm not strung out. Please just don't say I'm strung out. You know that I come from a background of heroin addiction.
Yes, I do. All right. So, Dean, tell us about the so-called lip job you had.
Well, thank you. The so-called lip job, which is, in point of fact, a collagen treatment. Now, this is, I don't get my lips puffed out, as Margaret said, thinking I look like a blowfish. I don't get them puffed out so I look like some whore, you know, a female whore. The lip job that I got was to give me what one would call the straight John Wayne, you know, mouth, which is a normal man's mouth. Now, I have, very thin lips. In fact, my lips didn't even exist. It was like you were just kissing the front of my face with no lips. So I got the John Wayne lips.
What are John Wayne lips?
It's just enough lip to say you got lips, okay?
Well, someone said that they had seen a picture of you. I hadn't seen it. But someone said they'd seen a picture of the one that Emeralda had, and they said it was like a blowfish coming around the corner.
Was that Nipsey Earle, right?
The owner of the club, yes.
Okay, Nipsey has been breaking my castanets for weeks on this. He's been busting my balls for weeks on this. And I'll tell you, and Nipsey, if you're listening, you know there's no hell that burns hot enough.
All right, let's not go threatening people.
I'm telling you, there's no hell that burns hot enough for him. And I'm very, very concerned about this guy. I'm very, very concerned about this guy.
All right, so you had the lip job, and you got just enough lip there to look like John Wayne.
Well, something went wrong, right?
I don't think anything went wrong. This morning, they were big. As a matter of fact, where is the... what are you doing? Get out of the car and get the squirrel. The Emeralda...
All right, do we have that tape recording when you called in this morning?
Yeah.
Let's play the tape recording of Dean Wheeler as he called in this morning.
Hi, Dean Wheeler.
Yeah, it's Wheeler, Bud Dickman.
Are we on for the dead?
I can't understand, sir.
Are we on for the roof?
Are we on the roof? No.
No, are we on for the interview today?
Yes, sir, we're on for the interview today. Double checking. Make sure you're ready to do it today.
Yes, I know you do. You got here, I got your voice.
You got a foot?
No, my wrist is on your feet.
All right, it's a very difficult Dan.
All right, and that was recorded. That was a recording. We record all of our outgoing calls to make sure. And you knew you were being recorded, don't you?
Oh, well, I do now. I didn't know I was being recorded then. Oh, wow. You know.
Come on, Wheeler. You know that we've called you before.
Yes, you have, but I didn't know I was going to be recorded. You know.
We've told you that we're recording. We record all of our calls going out so that we confirm all of the interviews.
And why do you do that?
So that no one can say we didn't call them and confirm with them.
Well, I think that that's dirty fool. Would you get out of the car and get the squirrel? I got a wife that's sitting on her ass eating bonbons. Take the bonbons with you. Go ahead and eat them.
So what happened this morning?
I woke up and my lips went big. The lips went big. I don't know what it's called, but the lips went big overnight.
You mean the lips swelled up?
Yeah, the lips swelled up. You know, Phil, for all your erudition and all of your intelligence, sometimes you talk as if you took, like, you took one off the chin. I'm sorry, Phil, but...
Well, that's way it sounded this morning.
Let's talk about the plastic surgery, though. And I wouldn't call what Dean had done plastic surgery.
Well, what would you call it, then?
I would call it cosmetic surgery, yes.
Well, that's exactly what it was, cosmetic surgery. And I like what it's done. There's the squirrel now. You're letting it get away. You're letting it get away!
Dean, I'm going to hang up, and I'm going to get Dr., you know, the guy that I...
No, wait. I just want to say one thing, okay? Just want to say one thing. I'm sorry, Emerald. Come on, sit down, honey. The squirrel got away, though. You want it to laugh at me? I see it hopping down the branch with its little hat. Forget it.
Okay, Dean. I need to call... I'd like you to, before you do anything, before you go out and rehearse, I'd like you to go over and see Dr. Bromley, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, yeah, I'll take it under advisement, okay? But I'm telling you, I think it's very wrong of you to say I need to go to a nut doctor when I'm sitting here trying to promote a career.
I want to know, before you go, how did you like your cosmetic surgery? How did you like having the lip job?
I liked it until I wake up every morning, and I've got them, I can't see anything. The lips are, they're big balloon jackball lips. I don't know.
Well, you got the jackass lip, all right. I haven't seen you, but from what that phone call sounded like, wow.
Oh, yeah, right. You're trying to tell...
Well, what do you think it sounds like?
Well, it sounds bad, but you guys are working it. They're working it, you know. Emeralda understands. What's this guy's name?
Dr. Bromley. Bud has his number. Would you please stay on the line?
What? Oh, man. They want me to go to a psychiatrist. Okay, Emeralda agrees, so...
I'm going to put you on hold, okay, buddy?
Well, I...
Dean Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you know, Phil, if he's seeing a squirrel with a suitcase...
Now, that guy needs to go inside, or at least he needs to be looked at and reviewed for any movement, either inside or maybe in a holding pen. You know?
Well, I have a holding pen.
Now, what do you think he's... It's a psychiatric hospital, General. They don't treat them like it's bedlam anymore.
Well, I wouldn't know. Believe me. But that guy, you know, and to get the lip job...
I think there are certain things that are a terrible expenditure of money, especially when you're not doing well with life, in life, whatever you want to call it. And one of them, yes, would be the expenditure of money for a lip job when your mind is coming apart.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I don't know. The guy needs to have the lip done.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, folks. Coming up next, we got Doug Danger. We'll talk with us about... there was some confrontation, I think, between Gene Simmons of the band Kiss and Ice Cube of NWA following Ice Cube and NWA's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com.
From the El Pacifico in Southern California, it's the world famous Phil Henry Show!
You know, we had so much fun with that viral game that we've been telling you about last month. We're going to do it all over again. Head on over to Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram and hashtag World of Phil.
You almost got a little bit of a Mark Henshaw going there.
Except I...
You swallowed on your own spittle.
That's what I did. So hashtag it World of Phil with your favorite quote from today's show, and you could win a swag bag full of great crap. Now, here are some great tweets from yesterday. You know, the only thing that needs stretching, Phil, is what you got between your legs.
Oh, that was a good one, wasn't it?
I remember that.
Yeah, Darren, you were yelling at me.
All right. The only thing that needs stretching, Phil, is what you've got between your legs. That was sent in by Alexa Lux. Alexa Lux Photos sent it in. Thank you very much, Alexa. And the other one, I'm a leprechaun. You take your eye off of me, I'm gone. Mavis Leonard.
What's so funny about that?
Mavis saying that, not a leprechaun? I think that's pretty funny. So if you hear a quote that you like today on the show, just hashtag it, World of Phil. Put it up on either Instagram, on Facebook, or on Twitter. We will find it, and we will enter it in the running for some cool bags of swag crap from your friends here at the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Now, there's the, I'm sorry to interrupt. There's the girl that's...
yeah, she's the Trump...
yeah, the big boobs, no ass... Trump thinks that looks good, you know.
Can I finish?
Sir.
PhilHenryShow.com. Thank you.
This is Steve Bozell, and you're listening to the Phil Henry Show on the Phil Henry Show website. I'll forget it, man. No point.
All right.
What the hell was that?
I think I heard some nastiness there, man. All right, so the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had an induction, and the induction is when they put everybody in the, you know, put people into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have their class.
Yes, and this is the class of 2016, and it included NWA, a very pivotal hip-hop group in the history of, you know, in the history of music and in the history of rock and roll. Now, the dispute that took place, and I find this very interesting, Phil, Gene Simmons... tweeted something that I suppose he thought was very... And I think Gene Simmons is fascinating. I think he's a fascinating man.
Now, you like the fact that guy can lick his eyebrows.
Woo!
Oh, man.
Excuse me.
Come on, Margaret.
Oh, Margaret, I'm sorry. No, no, you're not going to do that to me. Not me, Margaret Gray. Not now.
Come on. Margaret, come on. Apologize to her, General.
I did.
Do it right.
Margaret, I'm sorry. That was classless, and I was getting into Big Shot. I shouldn't have done that.
You're serious?
Yes, I'm serious. That was terrible. It ruined the show. We need you to...
Come on back, Margaret, will you?
You do that again, General. I'll walk off the program.
Margaret, you know what kind of a show this is. You know.
Oh, don't look. Phil just gave me the look like... Yee. You're looking at me like you just... You saw something come out from underneath a rock.
No, no, that's not the case at all. I'm just saying, you know what kind of a show it is. There's a lot of smartasses around here.
I expect more from a retired United States Army general.
All right, well, that's just... To be respectfully, you're expecting too much, then, because...
expecting too much out of U.S. Army General.
Come on, sit down, Margaret.
Margaret, I'm sorry.
Expecting too much from U.S. Army General.
Yes, ma'am, we are warriors, but we are not exactly, you know, the butlers at the White House. What do you want from me?
Butlers at the White House?
All right, knock it off. So tell me what happened.
Well, first of all, I think Gene Simmons made a very point. He said... to Ice Cube, when, you know, tell me when hip-hop goes away, I'll be happy, something like that. And Ice Cube then tweeted back, we're not going anywhere, we're staying here. And then he said respectfully, because I think Gene Simmons thinks that Ice Cube can have him killed or something, because everything started with respectfully.
Well, maybe he's just trying to be respectful.
Maybe, but he's being insulting as well. He said, will you tell me when they induct Jimi Hendrix into the Hip-Hop Hall of Fame? And he said, this is what Ice Cube said. He said, Ice Cube replied by tweeting excerpts from his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame speech. Who stole the soul? Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Chubby Checkers helped invent rock and roll. We invent it. Y'all reprint it.
What?
Well, man, it's true. Now, we helped invent rock and roll.
All right, well, can I give an opinion?
Wait. I have my opinion to give. And my opinion is as follows. I think Gene Simmons makes a point when he says, you know, when Led Zeppelin gets into the Rock and Roll Hall of, or gets into the Rap Hall of Fame, I'll agree with your point. But by the same token, the, I forget. Go ahead.
Well, Margaret.
No, it's not that interesting to me.
My only point would be this, and I know that Doug is probably going to share this because we talked. Rap music is born of rock and roll, in my opinion. Rap music... and grunge and metal and every other kind of an alternative rock and alternative, you know, this is born of the consciousness, the stylings of rock and roll. Rock and roll was not born of rap music. Rock and roll is sort of baseline. And so to put Led Zeppelin or Jimi Hendrix into the Hip Hop Hall of Fame is like saying you're going to take the foundation of the house and put it on the roof. It just doesn't...
No, I know what you mean, Miss Henry. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
What are you talking about?
But if you don't understand, everybody else does.
Talk about the foundation on the roof. That's nuts or something.
I'm saying that you got to put the horse before the cart. Is that better?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, uh-huh. So let's see. We got Doug Danger on the phone here from the Orange County Courier to talk about that. Doug, you agree with that assessment?
Well, let me tell you this. I agree with I agree with you, and I agree with Ice Cube. And I'm Doug Danger, by the way. I'm a gay man, gay journalist. So when you hear what I'm talking about here today, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be hearing it from a reporter, a gay man, gay journalist. Now, I am gay, and you're aware of that, Phil, right?
Yes, I'm aware of that.
All right, God, man.
Every time you come on here,
look, I'm making my statement here, and I'm making my case here as a gay man, gay journalist. And I tell you, plus I'm doing shorthand.
Yes, we take note of that, Doug.
All right. Gene Simmons was a part of a group called KISS. Now, let me tell you, you take this to the bank. KISS was about the worst thing on a musical horizon in the late 1970s. KISS may think that they were some kind of a groundbreaking band. They didn't even invent onstage theatrics. I mean, that was invented by Arthur Brown. That was refined by people like Alice Cooper and David Bowie. All that KISS did was sort of take that glitter rock thing, apply some three-chord rock and roll to it, and they were nothing, man. And I don't think anybody over the age of 16 even listened to KISS. But now Gene Simmons thinks he's some kind of roots rock, and he's trying to tell the NWA, now that's a legitimate group. And Gene Simmons, look, I'm gay, all right?
Yes.
Okay.
But what do you mean? What's the point?
The point is, you know, I got the eye. And when I look at the gay eye, when I look at Gene Simmons, what I see is a guy that is talking right out of his ass. When I see Ice Cube, I see a guy that's talking out of his mouth and his brain's intact. When I see Gene Simmons talking out of his ass and his brain is out taking a walk, man. And that's an old saying we used to say back where I come from. I come from South Carolina. We'd say, hey, your brain, you might as well take your brain out for a walk for all the good it's doing you inside your head, you know? Might as well give it some air. Why don't you take your brain out and get some air? I'm gay man, gay journal. And when I hear a guy talk like that...
All right, well, if I could interrupt.
Go ahead.
I agree with you, and KISS it was not a great band.
What do you mean, KISS? Everybody knows. Everybody talking about that.
Yeah, General, what are you doing?
The General is asking, what do you mean KISS was not a great band? Because their reputation sort of precedes them.
KISS, you know, their reputation may precede them in a lot of different ways, but as just a musical band, they sucked. And they were more flash than they were substance, and they were all about just a kind of a presence, and I don't think they were particularly good musicians, and I don't think their songs were all that good. You know, so...
Well, they had Rock and Roll All Night Party every day. I think that's probably about the best hard rocking song they had. They did that song, Beth, which is sort of the life of a rock and roller on the road, and Beth, she's a little honey back at home, and he loves her, and he knows he's going to be doing her wrong, and he's out there, because he's got all these roadies, or he's got all these groupies, and or maybe roadies, I don't know, depending on his sexual persuasion. And he's going to be out there, you know, 10 toes down, 10 toes up, 10 toes down. Too big.
All right, thank you.
Well, what's the problem, man?
All right, well, you don't have to spell it out, okay?
Look, we get it already.
What does that mean, 10 toes up, 10? Oh, you are filthy.
Well, look, that's what's going on the road when you're rock and roll, man.
Wait, talk about 10 toes up? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So,
no, 10 toes. Will you guys knock it off with the 10 toes up, 10 toes down?
Yeah, too big.
Thank you. So what we're talking about here is a guy cheating on his girlfriend.
That's what the song Beth is about. I think it's a heartfelt song. It's a nice song. But you have to tell me that Gene Simmons is now going to start to talk about musicology with a guy like Ice Cube. That cat has got it all going on. And Gene Simmons ain't got nothing, man. So I'm just simply saying, agreeing with your point, Phil, that, rock and roll is the baseline. Rap is born of that. But, rock and roll is not born of rap.
Right. And
what does that mean anyway, Phil? You're saying baseline. You're saying there would be no rock and roll were it not for rap?
I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying there'd be no rap if it wasn't for rock and roll. But... rock and roll would exist without rap, and it did. It was the first post-war sort of convulsion musically in this country. There was jazz, there was bebop, but there really, it hadn't quite broken through until rock and roll came along, sometime in the early 50s. And when we talk about rock and roll, we have to include all those records they called race records, right, Doug?
Well, yeah, race. I'm a gay man, gay journal. I looked into the race rec, and tell you about that race rec, man. It's a gay man, gay journal. Got black, got white. Got black, white, all the time. And that cup ain't. See what I'm saying?
No, we don't see it. Don't try to be Bob Bacon, because it's really tightening my jaws.
I'm not trying to... Wow.
So what are you saying? You're saying that...
I'm saying that the infusion of black music, which was called race music, as you said, Phil, back in those days, and country music, combined to create, I think, rock and roll. And that was the first stirrings, I think, of that music. And as Ice Cube himself said, it's a spirit. It is a revolutionary spirit. And out of that spirit, that rock and roll spirit, comes hip-hop. So you're not going to take Led Zeppelin and put them in the Rap Hall of Fame, if such a thing exists. I'm not even sure that it does.
Well, that's a very good question. We should have looked. Is there a Rap Hall of Fame?
Well, it might be a hip-hop Hall of Fame.
Yeah, hip-hop Hall of Fame.
Well, what's the difference between rap and hip-hop?
Rap is rap, and hip-hop is more musical rap, I guess. Right, Doug?
Yeah, I'm a gay man, gay journalist. I'd say looking through a gay eye at...
Well, you knock it off. Do you got to put everything through the gay eye?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. If I don't put it through the gay eye, then I don't know whether it's worth... If I don't put it through the gay eye, then it might be just a turd on the run, man. I got to make sure that is, you know, solid gold, man, solid gold information.
Talking to Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier here about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction of NWA. And the comments by Gene Simmons to wit, he said, "You let me know when Jimi Hendrix is inducted into the Rap Hall of Fame, and then I'll consider rap rock and roll." Doug and I were discussing it, and I thought it was an interesting comment.
Well, it's a cute comment. It's a very cute comment. I think it's going to persuade people that don't know much about music, because you've got so much black, white these days. You have so much. You'd have, you know, upper class, lower class.
Well, do you think Simmons was exploiting some kind of a racial thing?
I do. I think he was. I think he was saying that because he picked out Jimi Hendrix just to make it seem like it was all real, you know, democratic and everything.
Jimi Hendrix is black, so you can't say that at all.
I'm saying. Then he said Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, just because they're white.
All right, hold on for a minute.
Well, and look, whether he picked out Jimi Hendrix because he's black or whether he picked out the other guy white, and I'm gay man, gay journalist, pick out a white man. I'm a white man, and I'm gay. You know? You know, Phil?
Yeah, we got it.
I said, I don't think your name's Phil.
Yes, I understand.
All right.
Look, Dagger, you know, don't make me drive down to wherever you are, walk in and say, gay man, gay journalist, and you'll go, yeah, I'm Doug Dang, and before you get out, I'll give you some shorthand.
Wow, man, you know, you are...
You know, well, it's just a...
Gentlemen, please. So,
gentlemen,
so, Jimmy, you were saying?
What?
Who was saying what?
I was talking about Jimi Hendrix.
I was talking about Jimi Hendrix and saying that while Jimi Hendrix is black, Led Zeppelin is white, I agree with what you said. I think he was exploiting the racial divide. It's everywhere in this country now, and everybody's trying to cry foul, and everybody's saying you're being racist against me, and I'm being racist against you. The whole conversation got watered down and diluted, and now you got a brain surgeon like Gene Simmons. If he didn't have a tongue, as long as he's got that tongue in his mouth, his brain ain't never going to be all that big, because he's got to leave room for that tongue. Talk about lick the eyebrow. Gay man, gay journalist.
All right, Doug, thank you very much.
All right, but I'm talking about Tom.
Doug Danger with the comments there.
I'm not sure what he is.
I don't know that he explained anything.
Well, I do. And I think, and I agree with him when he says, well, whatever he said.
Well, what he said was that, you know, what he said was what he said. All right.
That's great.
You're welcome. Phil Henry Show. No. World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com.
Yeah.
Coming back here in a moment, we've got...
like you need work.
Do you got a job on me? Real.
We got coming back Vernon Dozier.
Man, these hoes be doing.
This is really interesting. Dozier, Mr. Dozier, as you know, is a social studies teacher at Belmar Academy. He'll be talking about the recent studies showing the brain function in the brain under the influence of LSD. And Vernon has a very specific personal experience to tell us about. Phil Henry Show.
World famous Phil Henry Show
from the El Pacifico
in Southern California.
I'm General Galen Shaw. Go ahead and give it a tickle.
Wow.
Playing tricks on ya.
Yeah.
Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find
hey,
a bitch
man.
That's even better.
Yeah,
I make you hot as Las Vegas.
Listen up close right
while
now.
I take it backwards. Yeah. Okay, oh, begins to gallop.
Why don't you turn it down, bud? Thank you very much. And Vernon Dozier is at the Belmar Academy right now in the middle of classes. We thank you for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Philing.
Vernon, I wanted to ask you, I know a number of years ago you were involved in an experiment, an LSD experiment.
Yeah, that was a experiment that was conducted by the state of California, and it was an experiment to see whether or not LSD could affect the behavior, the pattern of alcoholics. They picked me out. I was a college student at the time of California, at Cal State LA, and I volunteered for this assignment.
Now, why would you? That's potentially dangerous.
Well, it was potentially dangerous, but by the same token, I understood that it would be under clinical supervision, and it might very, very well lead to some discovery that could help people. I don't know if I ever told you, Phil, but my father was an alcoholic.
I never knew that. No, I knew that your mother was a little out there.
Yeah, well, my mother was real strange, but my father was an alcoholic. Maybe that's why he was an alcoholic. I doubt it, though. I think my mother was strange because my father was an alcoholic. So I had a personal, I had a dog in the fight, if you will, and I thought it would be very interesting.
At this time, Vernon, I know you went on to play football. Did you know you'd be an educator?
Well, yeah, I think every coach, I knew I wanted to be a coach, and every coach is an educator. And if you look at the list of pro coaches, like in the NFL, you'll see that they all have some teaching experience, whether it's at the high school level, college level. I know Marv Levy is an acquaintance of mine, and Marv told me about the time he was teaching high school math and history while he was coming up as a coach in New Mexico. So I think that we all, you know, see ourselves that way.
Tell us about this. This recent research says you can actually see the brain on LSD now. They're doing CAT scans or something.
Well, it's some kind of imaging. I don't know what's going to be good for them. But it's some kind of imaging where you can look and see how the brain reacts. I think somebody said that the brain, when you're on LSD, you're basically like you're 2 years old and, you know, everything's a cartoon. And I said, man, that hurts, but it's true. You know, I mean, bringing that up actually feels a little, I got a hitch in my step when I think about that.
Well, why is that?
Well, if you think about that, when I took LSD and I've got the brain of a 3-year-old and I'm walking around all just, you know, like I need my diaper changed or something, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just that one time. I there is a joke there.
Well, you can save your joke, all right?
Save the joke, bud.
Well, so you were an infant. Did you feel as if you were an infant when you took this LSD?
No, I didn't. The thing about my LSD experience is it was what was called in those days a bad trip or a bum trip. And it bummed me way out. To use the terminology of the times, I took this LSD, which they said was a hit of blue barrel acid.
Well, that stuff's like impure laboratory-produced stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all they had. I said, is this the stuff that they make over there in Switzerland? They said, no, we can't get our hands on that. That's that guy Hoffman. He probably hogs it all for himself. And I said, the Dr. Hoffman? They said, yeah. And I said, well, man.
Yeah, the Dr. Hoffman was the man who discovered it.
That's correct. Discovered it, invented it, however you want to say it. And Dr. Hoffman had ingested that LSD sometime in the 40s. He's the first guy to trip on LSD, and his writings are very interesting. He rode a bicycle home, I think, that day, and he said that, you know, everything was all just woo. You know, I don't know how he described it.
What do you mean everything was woo?
Well, it was all just going weird, you know, all blah, 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 like that. I'm just trying to explain, but it's very difficult.
All right, so tell us about you said you had a bum trip. Why?
And when you say a bummer, you weren't thinking about hurting yourself.
No, I wasn't thinking about hurting I was trying to look inside my own ear, and I was just, it was bumming me out because I felt
down with your own ear? Down on the LSD?
Yeah, man, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, try to keep up with you, Dickman. That's exactly what I'm saying.
You're trying to look in your own ear.
For the third time, yes, I was trying to look into my own ear, okay?
Well, that's some kind of a nutball thing, isn't it?
I was on LSD. Does that kind of ring a bell? Maybe that'll help you out.
All right, Coach. God.
No, we understand, Coach.
All right. I mean, if you take LSD, you're going to do... I wanted to try to scratch... You don't understand. I was trying to scratch the inside of my elbow with that hand on that arm. So the elbow, the interior of the elbow, I was trying to scratch that with that hand. I was trying to bend my hand all... You don't even... What is so funny?
Well, I think Phil...
No, I want to ask Phil, what's so funny?
Well, I mean, I don't know. So this was the bummer trip.
Yeah, this was the bummer trip. Okay, I don't know, Phil, if you've... Don't tell me, but I don't know if anybody there has taken LSD. I don't want to know.
I have.
Would you shut up? He said he didn't want to know.
I don't want to know.
When did you take LSD?
Oh, LSD. No, I never have.
Well, what do you think I was saying?
I thought you were talking about something else.
Like what?
I don't know, like LED or something.
What is he talking about?
What do you mean, bud?
I'm talking about, have you ever bought the LED lights?
Bud, I'm going to kick your ass if you do it again.
What?
You're doing it on purpose, and we know that.
Anyway, so I took this LSD at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I remember they said to just sit down. Do you want to hear some music? And I said, yeah. And at the time, I think the Moody Blues was a big band. So I said, put on some of the Booty Blues or the Booty Blues or something. And I kept getting it wrong because the acid was coming on, right?
So you're starting to trip.
I am starting to trip.
Yeah, but what'd you call him?
I said, why don't you put on the Booty Blues or something? And they go, what? And I said, put on the Booty Blues. And I started laughing, and then I tried to look into my own ear to find the answer. And then I felt the inside of my elbow, like I said, down the interior of my arm was itching, so I tried to scratch it with that hand. And I was trying to bend the hand down. It's hard to explain, and it sounds ridiculous now, but I had very, very specific reasons for wanting to scratch my elbow with that same hand and to look into my ear to find the answer of the Booty Blues. And
But the name of the band was the Booty Blues.
The name of the band was the Booty Blues.
Now you say that this acid trip has stayed with you.
It has stayed with me because I got angry, and it was a bummer, and I told the doctor, I said, I got to come down, man. And because I was young, he said, why? I said, because I got to look inside my ear. And he said, now, calm down. I said, don't you tell me to calm down.
So you were getting anxious and angry, and they always say that LSD makes everyone so peaceful.
Well, I don't know about that. I've heard a lot of people, they look in the mirror, and they think they're looking at a monkey, and then they go, they run down a street or something like that.
All right, General, you got to get with it, man. I did do that, but it wasn't, like that.
So you did do that, man. You were like a stereotype.
You ran down a street.
I looked in the mirror to see where my ear was so I could look inside my ear, and that's when I saw staring back at me an orangutan. And I went, yeah! I remember screaming, and I ran out of the building. In fact, I went right through a plate glass window, I think.
Oh, my God!
No, or a sliding glass door.
Were you hurt?
No, I wasn't, as a matter of fact. But I ran down the street trying to look in my own ear, and by then, one of the vans from the school hospital picked me up. And they strapped me down. They pumped me full of some kind of a sedative, probably Seconal. And I started coming down. And I said, what's the story? And they said, well, you were trying to look in your own ear, and you were running down the street, and you thought you were a baboon. And they said, this is all wrong for you, man. It's not the right drug.
So they determined that you should not continue with the experiment.
Exactly. And I said, well, that's stupid. I mean, I want to. And
were they paying for this?
Yeah, you making money?
I was. They were paying us. It wasn't that much money. I just thought it was a very interesting experiment.
Now, when you say it's a bummer, now I've heard people say, you know, you get the, what do they call it, Margaret, the flash, you know, you're flashing it back or something?
Oh, yes. Do you ever get flashbacks?
Do I ever get flashbacks? Occasionally, I want to stare it inside my skull, but that's about it. It goes,
uh-huh.
What are you laughing at?
I just wanted to know.
You want to know what?
You said you occasionally want to stare inside. Where are you when that happens?
I'm no place. It doesn't last very long, believe me, I can tell you.
When's the last time that happened?
Yes.
What is it with everybody, Phil?
Well, you said occasionally, we asked about a flashback.
Occasionally I get the instinct I want to stare into my own skull. It happened. The last time it happened was at the Orion game last year, football season, and we were Friday night, and we were away at Orion High. And I think it was the third quarter, and we were, you know, it was kind of touch and go. I think we led the game by a field goal, and we were driving, but I wanted to stare into my own skull and just...
Well, did you think there was an answer to the game in there or something?
No, it had nothing to do with the game. It was a flashback. I went, yeah, man, and I wanted to look inside to see, you know, what was in my head. And
okay, so you lost control.
No, I did not lose control. I knew I was at a football game. I knew everything that I was doing. But I really, really wanted to look inside my skull. I don't see why that's...
No, see, that's way out there, man.
It does sound pretty far out, you know.
Oh, well, far out. Look at all these people. I'm the guy that dropped the acid, okay? I'm the guy that... I got it together.
Well, you know, you may have it together, but when you're standing on the sideline of a CIF football game with your team driving in the fourth quarter, and all you want to do is look inside your own ear, woo!
Yeah, that's pretty it.
Oh, yeah, right. You got to try to make me look like I'm nuts or something.
Well, it's pretty goofy, but look, there are goofier things in this world.
Hey, tell me about it, friend. Tell me about it.
All right, but I'm very grateful that you came on to share that with us, General, or Vernon, I should say.
Yeah, you're always mixing. I'm the coach, he's the general.
Yeah, he's the coach, I'm the general. Margaret is the...
What's that mean?
Margaret is the beautiful, gracious Margaret.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. But I'm happy to help, Phil.
Do you ever tell your students about this stuff?
Oh, no. God, no. God, no.
But what they're listening right now?
If I have any of my students listening right now, and if you heard the story I just told, I am telling you to just purge your mind of it. I don't want to hear any of you talking about it. If you do, you know what it means. It means there's going to be detention. I don't want to hear. Just if any of my students, well, you're right, I made a mistake. If any of my, can I take a moment, Phil?
Go ahead.
If any of my students are listening right now, just forget everything you heard, okay? Every single thing. Don't bring it up. Don't mention it to anyone. Don't have these.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, these bloodsuckers will kill me.
You know, if your students are listening, they heard that.
All right, well, what do you want me to say? They're a bunch of dirty little, every squealing one of them.
Okay, Vernon, maybe we ought to get going.
No, I'm just saying, I love my students, but they will rat me out. God, if there's one thing I hate, it's a stinking...
Vernon Dozier, folks, and from Belmar Academy, thank you very, very much, Coach. Very kind of you to share that with us. The story of his acid trip, which...
Well, you know, he said it was a bummer because he wasn't able to look into his own ear.
Yes, now, is that a bummer or is that a good thing, you know?
Well, I mean, if you want to stare inside your own ear, okay?
Now, man, I'm telling you, if you want to stare inside your own ear, you'd have to say that's kind of weird, but if it's not bumming you out...
Well, look, if your point is to look inside your own ear and you're not able to look in your own ear, what the hell are we talking about anyway?
We're trying to figure out what a bummer is.
Yeah, well, what a bummer is? I can give you guys a few ideas.
Well, thanks for nothing.
That is the lowest shot, Phil.
I'm kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, we do appreciate very much the attendance of our marvelous, marvelous panel today. Margaret and General Shaw and Bud and Robert, certainly we do appreciate Vernon Dozier joining us. Doug Danger joining us today as well, as we talked with him about... plastic surgery and talking about the fate of, David Guest and...
And Dean Wheeler with the big... I don't know what's going on with him.
Dean Wheeler with the big puffed out nose.
What do you mean ears? You can't get your ears enlarged, can you?
Why, you looking to do that?
You're looking to get your ears enlarged. Ow!
I'll kick your ass.
All right, okay, we're leaving the air, thank God. See you later. Phil Henry Show. Hey, don't forget the hashtag World of Phil with your favorite line from today's show. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.